We invited Ian Carroll and George William to a shady outdoor spot on WITF's property for some conversation and music. Before we started, our attention was drawn to this kind of odd-looking plane up in the sky.
That is a
satellite.
It's like a satellite plane, right? Like
they're following us again, Ian.
Yeah, not surprising. It's rebel music.
They perform together as the part-time managers. George plays guitar, harmonica, percussion, and sings, while Ian plays fiddle, sings, and with his feet, he taps on a wooden board and hits two bass drum pedals, which overall makes it appear that he's dancing while playing, which you really have to see to fully appreciate. And while they play traditional style American music, both have connections to ethnic styles of music as well. Ian grew up playing Middle Eastern percussion.
I grew up at Renaissance fairs. I was raised there, so I grew up around Celtic music and then also around a lot of Middle Eastern music too. So I grew up, my mom's a belly dancer, so I grew up performing for her troupe and playing for her dance classes and whatnot.
George has played music at various ethnic events and gatherings.
I've been playing ethnic music for the last 20 years, and Ian has actually, I collaborated with Ian at Greek functions, Arabic, klezmer music, you know.
A lot of the songs the part-time managers play are traditional tunes, but they do incorporate some of their own songs as well. They played a song for us called Infinite Moments, written by Ian.
Every moment is unique, and like the concept that history repeats itself, or that you can expect things to pan out like they did for you before, is flawed. But we kind of operate with the assumption that it will.
I'll find that tomorrow and be happy with today. Did what I felt like, no feel got in the way.
I think it's kind of freeing to realize that we don't have control, we can't predict anything, and that we just need to kind of surrender to the moment and try to just be there as much as possible.
During our conversation, we had to surrender to the planes flying overhead, the birds chirping, and the wind blowing in the microphones, but I think we made it work. One other rather timely piece of advice comes in the form of a song by George.
My daughter, she's 3.5 years old, you know, I was having her wash her hands one day, she started singing that, wash your hands with soap and water, get it all soapy, rub it. And I thought that was cute, so I said, hey, I'm gonna steal that. And I wrote the song.
Come gather around me, people, for a lesson I will give about basic human hygiene and a cleaner way to live. There are germs all around us that can cause a cold or flu. But if you want to stay healthy, I'll tell you what to do. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Soap and water.
Soap and water.
Get them all soapy.
Get them all soapy.
Rub them together.
Rub them together.
I thought it was a good social commentary for today's day and age. There's nothing wrong with washing your hands. It's the best thing in the world.
You can read all about it in ancient history. You should always keep your hands clean because it's practically for free. Because if you don't, you might end up transmitting some disease. Wash your hands.
The part-time managers, dishing out some good music and some good advice. For WIT of Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.
From a trip to the doctor, maybe just wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Soap and water.
Don't